Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Falun Dafa practitioners wish Master Li a Happy New Year in Taiwan. Practitioners from various towns and villages in Taidun gathered at Peinan Culture Park to send New Year's greetings to Falun Dafa's founder, Master Li Hongzhi, on January 5th. They also did the Falun Dafa exercises together and told how they benefited from their practice. Among the practitioners sharing was retired middle school teacher Jun Yi, who said she has practiced Falun Dafa for more than 2 decades. Prior to taking up the practice, she lacked confidence and got upset easily. This changed as a result of her cultivation. Ms. Jun explained, "Master gave me a lot of guidance and the opportunity to use my abilities. I understood that conflicts and resentment are manifestations of karma." She added, "I thank Master for letting me take part in tooth clarification projects and arranging for practitioners to help me. I cherish everything and the opportunity to practice cultivation." Practitioner Jin Xu has been practicing cultivation with Falun Dafa for more than 2 decades. She exclaimed that she feels very fortunate. Ms. Xu is a semi-retired hairstylist. She also operates a bed and breakfast business, allowing her to meet tourists from all over the world. She seizes the opportunity to tell them about Falun Dafa and Shenyun performing arts. Many people are happy to receive the information. In the past, she and her practitioner husband had conflicts over money. After she began practicing cultivation, she gradually learned to let go of her attachment to loss and gain. She is more understanding towards her family, and the relationship with her husband is more harmonious. The gathering at the park was organized this year by Mr. Zhang, who said, "At the start of the new year, practitioners in Taidun come together to send New Year greetings to Master. We hope to continue to working together in the new year, do better in our personal cultivation, have righteous thoughts when problems arise, and do more to save people."
Theater goers in Japan have high praise for Shenyun. Shenyun Performing Arts launched the Asian leg of its tour in Nagoya, Japan on December 23, 2024. The company presented a total of 16 performances in the Japanese cities of Nagoya, Kyoto, and Nishinomiya. Business owner Sachio Suzuki saw Shenyun in the city of Nagoya on December 25th. This was her third time seeing Shenyun, and she said that with the material abundance of this modern society, people are forgetting the existence of the divine. Yet the existence of the divine is crucial to humans. Ms. Suzuki said, "If we live according to the divine's wishes and everybody holds this kind of faith, everybody would become very happy." Company president Yukinori Hirabayashi saw Shenyun in the city of Kyoto on the 3rd of January. This was his fourth consecutive year experiencing Shenyun. He said that he never tires of listening to the erhu solo. He explained, "It seems to be a simple instrument with only 2 strings, but it can play timbres that are full of layers. This is the appeal of the erhu. I especially enjoyed the healing melody that was brought out by the performer's flexible fingering technique variations. Erhu is truly a soul-soothing instrument." He added that the tenor's vocal performance also left a deep impression on him. Former tech company executive Hiroshi Nakata saw Shenyun perform in Nagoya on the 26th of December. He said, "This is a top, world-class performance. I'm deeply moved. It's wonderful." He added, "Humans absolutely should not ignore the divine. Seeing such a good program today made me realize this point again. We should definitely do more kind deeds." Mr. Takuji Uya is a member of the Hyogo Prefectural Assembly. He saw Shen Yun in the city of Nishinomiya on January 8th. This was his third time seeing Shen Yun perform. He said, "This method of crossing national and ethnic boundaries, sharing traditional values, and reaching mutual resonance is perhaps the path toward world peace." Middle school principal Tsuyoshi Matsumoto attended a Shen Yun performance in Kyoto with his wife and daughter on the 3rd of January. He shared, "Children these days seem to frequently feel confused about moral concepts. If they can watch performances like Shen Yun, their hearts will be purified and will become more rich and fulfilled." Professional stage videographers Kazuma Sugihara and Tsumoto Kurokawa saw Shen Yun in Nagoya on the 26th of December. Mr. Kurokawa observed, "Shen Yun's stage lighting and technology could be called top level." And Mr. Sugihara commented that this many world-class dancers could gather in the same art troupe in a matter-of-course manner and cooperate with each other on the same stage. "This gives you a feeling of incredible abnormality. You don't see this kind of team with a gathering of top elite dancers under most circumstances." Professional guitarist and composer Tatsuya Dejima saw Shen Yun on the 4th of January in Kyoto. He appreciated that the show brought forward the wisdom of the ancient sages. He offered, "These concepts emphasize people's inner world and are the foundation of Chinese culture and are also among the most precious values of human society." He added, "Shen Yun is the must-see top choice among all performances." Mr. Yatsukiyo Ueda and his wife saw Shen Yun in Kyoto on the 2nd of January. Ueda is a Japanese inventor and holds multiple patents. His innovations have been integrated into various home appliances by Panasonic. He called the performance remarkable and said of the dancers, "What really amazed me was their incredible jumping ability. In gymnastics, athletes use a springboard to achieve such height, but Shen Yun dancers jump so high on a solid stage. It almost seems impossible for a human to do." Shen Yun's patented dynamic backdrop earned high praise. Mr. Ueda was also impressed by the singing. He said, "The tenor's voice was incredibly powerful, and the lyrics conveyed deep, thought-provoking messages." He added, "The lyrics made me feel like the world is about to begin a beautiful new chapter. It feels especially relevant as we start 2025. I truly believe this year will bring major changes. I believe the communist regime is coming to an end."
Artworks created by Falun Dafa practitioners win praise in New Hungarian Gallery. The art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition opened on Saturday, January 4th, at a private gallery in the Budapest neighborhood of Rykel's Belotest. The recently completed gallery displayed 28 paintings from the Jen Shan Ren collection. Falun Dafa practitioners volunteered to work as exhibition guides and talk to gallery visitors about the paintings. They explained how the artists, who are all practitioners of Falun Dafa, are returning to the artistic traditions of the Renaissance. The paintings offer a unique insight into this spiritual practice. The exhibition guides also explained that the paintings expose the brutality of the CCP's decades-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. After the presentation of the paintings, gallery visitors were shown a short film about Falun Dafa and the CCP's persecution. Visitors were very moved by the artwork on display and asked many questions. Most had never heard of the persecution underway in China. They were shocked and deeply concerned about the atrocities. Many of the participants were also interested in the cultivation practice of Falun Dafa and were happy to learn that comprehensive information about the practice can be obtained free of charge online. A craftsman named Joseph recently completed the woodwork for the gallery and shared that he was very happy to be involved in the project's construction. He attended the opening and, after seeing the paintings of the Jen Shan Ren collection, said that his contribution has become more meaningful. He relayed that he was deeply moved by the artworks as well as by the presentation by the practitioners. Joseph said he was sure that he would be back with friends to see the exhibition again. A comment in the exhibition guestbook from one couple expressed shock after learning about the persecution. They wrote, "The paintings were beautiful and sad at the same time. The short film was very instructive and moving. We had no idea what was going on in China, but you opened our eyes. Thank you so much for tonight." Another couple said they had a great time at the event. The husband wrote, "We really enjoyed the event. I am interested in Falun Dafa, and so is my wife. Thanks again for the invitation. It was great." After the opening event was over, Dafa practitioners on site sent a New Year's greeting to Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa.
European and Taiwanese officials condemn the Chinese communist regime's forced organ harvesting. The documentary film State Organs, Unmasking Transplant Abuse in China, exposes the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. In October 2024, it was screened in Taiwan. The organizers and various cinemas received threatening letters for a month in connection with the events. City councils in the cities of Chai'i, Changhua, Taipei, and Kaohsiung all supported the screening, and they all received threatening letters from the Chinese Communist Party. On November 27th, Taiwan's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee summoned the National Security Bureau, the Mainland Affairs Council, the Ministry of Culture, and others to make a special report on what was referred to as China's long-arm jurisdiction strategy over Taiwan from the difficulties they experienced trying to screen the film. They were all told to be ready to answer questions. Charlius Weimars is a member of the European Parliament and a member of the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China. He spoke out publicly in support of Taiwan and condemned the CCP's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. On December 12th, Mr. Weimars was photographed holding a poster that read, "Reject CCP oppression, stand with Taiwan." He emphasized in a public statement, quote, "One of the most reprehensible practices in the world today is the CCP's live organ harvesting. China, that is the People's Republic of China, imprisons prisoners of conscience, imprisoning them for years and preventing them from having any contact with their families." He also made a public appeal in his statement. It read, "It is time for us to speak out and demand the release of prisoners of conscience in China. It is time for us to do everything we can to stop the CCP's crime of live organ harvesting. I recommend to everyone to watch the documentary State Organs and visit the website to watch and learn about the cruel facts happening in the People's Republic of China." Boris Mijatovic, a member of the German Parliament's Human Rights Committee and a spokesperson for the Human Rights Affairs Committee of the Green Party in the German Parliament, spoke out on December 17th to condemn the CCP's suppression of Taiwan's freedom and to encourage the CCP to immediately stop its transnational suppression and espionage activities against Falun Gong practitioners outside China. The European Parliament did pass resolutions condemning the CCP's forced organ harvesting in 2013 and 2022, as well as ratifying a written statement condemning it in 2016. Mr. Weimars and Mr. Mijatovic are currently making an international appeal to reject the CCP oppression and stand with Taiwan.
Grateful audiences enjoy Shenyang in 12 European and U.S. cities. 7 of Shenyang's Performing Arts 8 touring companies presented a total of 39 performances in Italy, Poland, France, the United Kingdom, and the United States during the second week of January. Shenyang New York Company presented 6 performances in Torino, Italy from January 7th through January 12th, all to packed houses. The counselor for Italy's Piedmont region, Maurizio Moroni, called the show wonderful and extraordinary and praised the dancers' skills, calling them superb. Mr. Moroni said that the show brings hope and restoration of morality and that every Italian citizen should see the performance. In the UK, London audiences experienced Shenyun World Company's show during 7 performances from January 7th through January 12th, all to packed houses. Shenyun International Company presented 3 performances in Lublin, Poland from January 11th through the 14th. The performance on the last day was added to the original schedule in response to high demand. In the U.S., Shenyun North America Company performed at the University of California, Berkeley on January 10th through January 12th. All 3 shows were to full houses. Musician Ocean Name saw Shenyun in Berkeley on January 12th. Mr. Name had suffered persecution at the hands of the Chinese Communist regime before coming to the U.S. 8 years ago. He was thoroughly moved by Shenyun's depiction of traditional Chinese culture and its divinely inspired nature. He said he was most impressed with Shenyun's depiction of the Creator's love for humanity and the values of truth, compassion, and forbearance through the arts. Mr. Name shared, "What I saw on stage, every performer, every musician, they were perfectly focused. I think this state of mind comes from the Falun Gong they practice," he added. "These people have compassion in their hearts." He thought Shenyun conveyed hope. Mayor of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sid Edwards, saw Shenyun with his family on January 12th. He presented a proclamation of recognition to the dance company. Mayor Edwards said, "It was absolutely exhilarating." He expressed deep gratitude that he and his family were able to take in the show. Hotel owner Kathy Baker also saw Shenyun in Baton Rouge on January 12th. Ms. Baker said, "I think the beauty of the performance touches the human soul." 4 performances by Shenyun New World Company took place in Miami, Florida from January 10th through the 12th. Emmy Award-winning singer-songwriter Marjorie Seeley saw Shenyun's January 10th evening performance. Ms. Seeley was moved by Shenyun's story-based dance, bringing attention to the ongoing persecution of people of faith by the communist regime in present-day China. She said, "As a Venezuelan, I see a reflection of what we're living through. Many people can come to see Shenyun, and by understanding what's happening in China, see what's happening in my country and other parts of Latin America." Ms. Seeley also enjoyed the depiction of the divine in the performance and the music. She added, "As a Hispanic, I think we need to connect with Eastern culture. Its philosophies are very necessary and are within us as well." Pastor and entrepreneur Charles Taylor, accompanied by entrepreneur Alina Belova, saw Shenyun in Miami, Florida on January 11th. Mr. Taylor observed that the message of compassion was present in every story in Shenyun. He said it was absolutely phenomenal. Ms. Belova agreed and said the message was a dearly relevant one. We need it. The world needs it. Thornell Jones Jr. caught a Shenyun performance in Miami on January 12th. Mr. Jones has worked in the entertainment marketing industry for over 2 decades and has represented Grammy Award winners. He commented, "The show was remarkable. The troupe was absolutely world class." Mr. Jones is a big fan of orchestral music and enjoyed listening to the performance of Shenyun's live orchestra. He said the wonderful mix of Western instruments and Eastern instruments, traditional Chinese instruments, was definitely ear candy. Singer, composer, vocal producer, and TV presenter Minerva Borges and multimedia music producer Andre Daza also saw Shenyun in Miami on January 12th. Mr. Daza said, "It was spectacular. adding that he was inspired and touched in a profound way. Ms. Boyes was especially impressed by the bel canto vocalist's performance. She said, "You can see he's very upright and very present in his conviction." Ms. Boyes added that Shenyun is an example of art that is created for the purpose of connecting to something bigger. She said encouragingly, "Come to experience a pure form of love and divinity that is within us."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. After suffering decades of persecution for her faith in Falun Gong, 77-year-old Miss Li Xinghua passed away at home on January 27, 2024. Ms. Li was arrested numerous times over the years for actions ranging from going to Beijing to appeal against the persecution, to distributing Falun Gong materials, or simply just doing the exercises in public. While sentenced to forced labor, she went on hunger strikes while still being subjected to brutal torture. The final episode of the CCP's constant attacks, harassments, and denial of freedom was in early December 2023. The police again put renewed pressure on her, and as a result, she didn't dare go out again for 3 weeks. After that, she suddenly passed away.
Five residents of Tonghua City were admitted to prison before the new year to serve time for their faith in Falun Gong. The local county court convicted all five residents on an unknown date, sentencing them to a total combined time of 18 years. At least four other practitioners were also arrested on the same day, but their status is currently unknown. Over the years, most of these Falun Gong practitioners have been severely persecuted. Ms. Sun was put under surveillance by her employer after being arrested in Beijing, while her husband, Mr. Xu, was fired from his bank job and sent to a brainwashing center. Following the couple's latest arrest, their daughter, a college student, has struggled financially. Mr. Ku was previously sentenced to 3 years. Following his latest arrest, his 82-year-old mother sought his release, but was herself arrested. Another one of the five, Ms. Liu, was previously incarcerated for more than 8 years.
In August of 2023, a mother and daughter in Shenyang City completed a 39-month prison term, only to find themselves in a dire financial situation. Ms. Wang Rongjun, a 74-year-old retired store sales associate, and her daughter, Ms. Na Yan, a nurse in her 40s, were both wrongly jailed for their faith in Falun Gong. Upon being released from prison, Ms. Na learned that she had been fired by her employer without her knowledge. At the same time, Ms. Wang's retirement benefits has been suspended, and she was ordered to return any payments made during her incarceration. In 2021, police officers broke into their home and confiscated computers, printers, cell phones, MP3 players, and Falun Gong books.
In the persecution of Falun Gong, mentally healthy practitioners are often taken to psychiatric hospitals and subjected to involuntary administration of psychiatric drugs, which can result in long-lasting damage. One such case is that of Mr. He Jingru, a mentally healthy resident of Weidong County. Mr. He was arrested last year and sent directly to a psychiatric hospital. This is not the first time that Mr. He has been targeted and served time for his faith. During his cumulative 18-year prior detentions, Mr. He was subjected to numerous forms of torture, such as savage beatings, being scalded with boiling water, waterboarding, involuntary administration of toxic drugs that damaged his central nervous system, being hung up, sleep deprivation, and a broken arm. All the years of incarceration and torture have reduced Mr. He, a horticultural worker and former basketball player, from a healthy man to one of dire health.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.